Sex offender charged in Chicago kidnapping attempt was released on recognizance bond day prior. By Ethan Letkman on September 28, 2022. A convicted sex offender is accused of attempting to kidnap a woman and committing aggravated battery against two other women in Chicago on Sunday morning, according to police. Less than 24 hours before the alleged attacks occurred, the suspect was released by a judge on his own recognizance after failing to register as a sex offender. Chicago police identified Quavon Ewing, 32, as the man who attempted to grab a woman's arm and pull her into a minivan he was driving on the 200 block of S. Sangamon in Chicago's West Loop neighborhood. The woman was able to escape. Police also accused Ewing of committing aggravated battery twice against a 35-year-old woman and a 25-year-old woman in two separate incidents. In the latter case, Ewing allegedly poured a cup of his own urine on the 25-year-old victim's head and then told the woman, "You deserve it," according to prosecutors. Ewing was arrested on Tuesday and charged with one felony count of attempted kidnapping and two felony counts of aggravated battery. Before Sunday's alleged crime spree, Ewing went to the police station to turn himself in on Friday for an outstanding misdemeanor battery case, according to CWV Chicago. However, when police ran his name, they discovered he had failed to register as a sex offender in Illinois from an incident that occurred in 2017. The reason for the delay in registering was Ewing had been released from prison on September 2 after serving 3 years for sexual abuse and another 2 years for aggravated battery. He had until September 5 to register as a sex offender but failed to do so. On Saturday, Judge Maryam Ahmad voided Ewing's outstanding misdemeanor arrest warrant, which was supposed to keep him in custody on a $1,500 bond. She also released Ewing on a recognizance bond for failing to register and ordered him to appear in court on Wednesday to resolve it. However, instead of resolving his failure to register misdemeanor charge, the suspect appeared in front of Ahmad again, where she was not as lenient this time. She ordered Ewing to be held on a $50,000 bail deposit for the kidnapping and battery charges and another $10,000 for the failure to register as a sex offender charge. Major crime reported in Democrat-run Chicago is up by 37% since last year. While Windy City has seen a decrease in murder, shootings, and aggravated battery complaints, there has been an enormous surge in carjackings and thefts this year. Fears are being raised in Illinois as cash bail for most crimes is set to be eliminated under the Safety Act in January 2023. As Breitbart News reported, critics say that police stations and jails will become revolving doors for alleged criminals, such as Ewing, once the legislation is implemented. You can follow Ethan Letkman on Twitter at @EthanLetkman.